Right, we've now been joined by Corey LaJoy, who raced his way into the Daytona 500 in duel number two. Corey, congratulations. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Just talk a little bit about your emotions heading into this race and just, you know, what it means to know that you can race on Sunday.
I said it on TV that, you know, you almost take this race for granted when it's just one of the 36, right? When your every single one of your goals for the course of the year is a year-long goal, right? It's a certain amount of top 20s, certain amount of top 15s, lap sled, all the things. And the 500, yes, it's the big one, right? Pays the most, but it's almost one of the 36. But now, driving down here with – this is the only one that matters. And driving down here, not knowing if I'm going to drive the bus home on Friday morning or Monday morning, right, was 8 hours of a little bit stress, but I wasn't really wearing that much stress. But I could tell you I'm wearing a lot of relief right now. Just because I know how hard those guys work over at RWR, especially getting that 15 car ready for Tim Brown at the Clash. The 500 car takes an extra amount of time, and then going back to Atlanta next week, 3 weeks in a row, is a heavy ask for those guys. So those guys deserve it. Now, you know, Anthony and that Beard group and BJ too, love those guys, but I'm glad it's the 01 in the show. So it certainly means a lot.
All right, we'll go ahead and get questions going for Corey. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start up front with Holly Kane.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. When you get into the race in the way that you had to, in the way you had to race your way in, is there some upside to that? Because you're right now peaking at that, I got to do it, you know, at that different level versus just I'm in, I'll do, you know.
Maybe so. I think for me it's like kind of bookended a bit where the first one I was here, I was sitting at the same desk in the same situation after making it, having to race my way in the first time I was down here with BK. And then, you know, you get a decent ride and you have a couple rides and you bounce around, but you know you're going to race in the 500 and you don't really worry about that. It's just kind of another race. And then come back down here, you know, front and Rick the money in January to make sure nobody else got the car, because I know his car is one of the more desirable one open cars to drive, and being on the hook for a couple weeks not knowing what was going to happen there. And I was probably dumb enough to let my chips ride on the table and try to make this race on my own dime. But luckily for me, Duramax and Take 5 came in at kind of the last minute and took me off the hook. And for us to put those guys in the show, it means a lot, because they've got a lot of people coming here this weekend. And just the partners that have continued to support me with, you know, how tough last year was for everybody, for everybody to continue to stick with me to go to this deal and do some part-time racing, whether it be Celsius or Schluter Systems or anybody else that's been along for the ride. It's been pretty cool to continue to build on that. I'm not sure what the future holds quite yet, but I'm excited that the first box we set out to check was coming down here and make the Great American Race, and that's what we did.
All right, we'll go to Jacob, and then Jenna, and then Zach. Go ahead, Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Corey, two for you. First, you're another one with a lot of family history at this racetrack, just from coming down here before you started driving and having your dad drive here. What is this place and not just having the opportunity to attempt this race, but being in this race again, mean to you personally for having grown up here watching what it takes to run in this race?
Well, it's hallowed grounds. Regardless if my dad was super successful here or not, my dad won twice. You know, I remember being a kid before they redid all the garage areas. There used to be like a little kind of a open patch of grass. It was like a perfect football field size, and we'd be running around playing football. I was probably 8 or 9 years old. But then you just watch your heroes, right? You watch Dale Jr. You watch Jimmy Johnson. You watch Dale Earnhardt Sr. And, you know, there's so many memories for here. My dad won the Busch Series race in 2001. Then we went to Islands of Adventure, and we were watching the end of that race on, like, a little tiny TV, like, where you buy the foam fingers for the Hulk and all that. And obviously, we all know what happened in that Cup Series race. So there's, like, core memory moments of my life that are anchored around this place. And whether it's on the racetrack or off the racetrack, we're continuing to start traditions, too, with my family, with we used to get a beach house for all the families, aunts, uncles, cousins from Connecticut, all used to come down, watch dad race. So now we continue that tradition. We get a beach house in New Smyrna, and there's 14 of us packed in there with my kids running around, cousins, grandpa, mom and dad. So it's a blast that we've been able to continue traditions, but this place means the world to us for sure.
And you mentioned this being the first box. I know when they announced your Daytona 500 deal, there weren't really any other specifics aside from your Prime broadcasting. Do you have any of your other races lined out for this year that you're going to do, or is that to come later?
Yeah, we're going to Atlanta next week, and then we got a couple more, Bristol and some others. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to roll it all out.
Okay, Jenna.
Jenna Fryer, AP, congratulations, Corey. I was, my ears perked up when you said how you laid down the money for this ride with Rick early. What would make you do that? Pay your own money out of your own pocket and then hope to bring sponsorship in later? And
I wish I had a good answer for you, Jenna. Because that's what this place means, right? I mean, it's a Daytona 500. And it was all of my kids' college funds rolled into one race.
So how much money is that? How many zeros?
Four zeros, one comma. yeah. No, no, finish it. I got it back because, like, a sponsor came to the table. Thank God for Duramax Take 5. I believed. I had faith. I felt like the last 4 months of my life in general, with some doors shut and that I was praying to get shut, and doors open and that I was praying to get opened. Some of the ones that I didn't anticipate getting open, I felt like the Lord has been in every step, and I was at peace with, like, letting that amount of money go as, like, a bit of a faith tester. And it was like every day for weeks, and it got down to the 11th hour, right? And he delivered that sponsor. I don't think it's coincidence. I think that this partnership was meant to be. And, you know, I believe in what Rick's doing. I believe in his guys. I believe in Robbie, and those guys believe in me too. So that speaks a lot with, you know, there's some other opportunities to drive some open cars, but, you know, there, it might have been a tick better competitively, but I want to do it at this point in my career. I want to do it with people I like. So I've been doing it with people that I wouldn't necessarily grab a beer with, and it's not that fun.
Are you square now?
I'm square now. Maybe make a couple bucks, because when you make the 500, everybody's happy.
All right. Microphone up here to Zach, please. Thank you.
Zach Sternillo, NASCAR.com. You touched on it there, but I mean, the perspective that has come over the last year or so, as you've gone through this season of life, how has that impacted your mindset as you approach this year and what your future may or may not hold?
Yeah, it's hard, man, because I feel like any given Sunday I can compete for top 10s in the Cup Series with the right group. I really feel like that. But that situation and those options aren't there on the table for me right now. And that's not to say I don't think or I have hope that that isn't what's going to happen in the future. But right now, this year is going to be a little bit of TV, right? A little bit different experience there, a little bit more heavy in the podcast with some different guests, and taking a step back from the competitiveness of the grind, right? The grind of every single week trying to prepare competition meeting, simulator, pre-race prep, all that sort of stuff really gets you bogged down. So there's some things some real big things I'm trying to work on right now that are going to take some more mental energy than what I've been able to afford it in the grind, in the trenches every week. But I'm excited to continue to be integrated every week with Rick Ware and helping Cody and going to the sim and going to their comp meetings just to stay fresh with the terminology. And, if there's an opportunity to plug back in and go, but for now I feel like I'm in the right spot, and I get real anxious when I try to think about what's ahead because I don't have control of it. I try to be diligent with the relationships and the things that happen in my life on a day-to-day basis. So the further I think out, the more anxious I get it. So for me, I'm concentrated on this Sunday, the Daytona 500, and everything else will sort itself out.
All right. Can I get a microphone to Matt Weaver, please?
Matt Weaver, Sportsnot. The car seems like it's a good car. Like it, watching you throughout the race, it seems like you can make the moves that you want within reason here. It's going to come down to, you know, missing the big crashes and all that stuff. But like, do you feel like this is a car that purely on performance, straight up speed, you have something for him on Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that. I mean, we led some laps in Talladega last year in the 51. I believe it's the same car or a car in comparable in terms of travel and how good we think it is for the speedways. And it had more single car pace than I anticipated last night. We only missed out by locking ourselves in by like 800ths of a second. So I was proud of those guys and the effort they took. I mean, we qualified right behind a Hendrick car by 100th, right? So that says a lot of the work that those guys are putting in the shop, because the hay's in the barn for a one lap qualifying here, as we all know, right? But car was able to suck up. It drove well. It stopped well under the green flag pit stops, and we worked hard this week on pit practice on just communicating how to get into the box, how long, exactly how much fuel we need to take, exactly when we need to start rolling out of the box so we can put ourselves in position like we did tonight on the back bumper of the 22, and after it all sorted itself out, we were in position to make the race. Thank you.
All right, Daniel.
Danielle Trotta, SiriusXM. Two parts, Corey. First, what was the day like today? Was there moments of calm or stress? And two, how do you feel like you executed and stayed in front of Alfredo?
So this morning, I actually was up early. I had to go get briefed because I'm flying with the Thunderbirds tomorrow at noon. So I was there from 8 o'clock until noon, getting fitted up, G-suit, get the briefing on the whole thing, right? If you have to pull the eject button, how to, you know, steer a parachute, all the things. So super excited about that. I'm going to be in a much better mood than I would have been if the result was different tonight, riding the Thunderbird tomorrow. But super excited for that experience tomorrow. And then I came – so after that, I went to the beach house, surfed with my kid for a couple hours, threw a Nerf football, came here, and then the bottom dropped out, right? So I was able to take a nap in the bus for about an hour, and then it was time to get to work. But I feel like – this week in particular, I've felt less stressed and less anxious about the outcome, because I just feel more focused on the process, more at peace, and more confident that I can do it. I can execute what needs to be executed, and luckily we have a good car this week that we can go compete, and who knows? Might be able to steal one Sunday.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
Corey, congratulations. So I was wondering, what does it mean to you to know that not only did you come here and get the job done, get in the Daytona 500, but you ran near the front, you did it on speed, and you maybe even had a shot to win at the end there if things had gone differently or if your approach was different. What does it mean to know that not only did you get the job done, you got it done by a good bit?
I mean, it's you just raced the race that's laid out for you, right? I mean, people are quick to forget we run fourth here last year in the big race, so it's I'm not a stranger to the front when it gets down to the end. I know what it takes to be up there. So the money in that race was made on your green flag sequences. It's what we've been talking about for a week. You got to execute on the decel, you got to execute on the communication, you got to execute with who you blend with. And we came down with the Penske cars, and we all know those guys are the best at executing anything they do. And once I came out behind the 22, I knew I was in a pretty good spot. And it all kind of worked out well. Yeah, and at the end, right, people are getting dicey and bumps are coming harder and guys are getting a bit squirrely. But luckily, where I was sitting, everybody kept their car straight. And we have a car without damage that has some good potential speed to execute a good day and you know, be patient. It seemed like based off the first duel, the cars are going to be driving a bit more harsh than they have previously. People are trying to trim them out and get a bit more speed out of them. So if that's the case on Sunday, it's going to be a little bit of attrition, a little bit of track position, and then you want to make sure your car is towards the front when the pay window opens up.
Congrats, Corey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks.
Corey, congratulations again. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and best of luck on Sunday.